Christ in Training by Jerry Boylan. Christ in Training is an exciting experience of self-discovery. The teachings of Jesus are a guide for the journey, but the real understanding comes when the reader accepts the challenge to delve deeper into his or her consciousness to more completely understand these principles of spirit and to practice them in daily life. The Christ in us is the representation of our yearning for wholeness, fullness, completion, peace of mind, and inner harmony. You and I and everyone we meet is Christ in training. This manuscript details the discovery of spiritual power and reveals the universal identity of the Spirit of God, the Christ Spirit, in all of us. Most books approach the subject of Christ in either a linear and traditional way or in a New Age context that sometimes bears little resemblance to the Christianity with which most people are familiar. Christ in Training, however, gives a distinct view of the person of Jesus, a non-traditional approach to New Testament scripture, and a contemporary exploration of the teachings of the Master. These subjects are presented in ways which go beyond established views, along with emphasizing that becoming the Christ is a universal goal for everyone. There are many people who are looking for direction that reflects their Christian roots, but in non-traditional ways. There is potential in this book for mainstream Christians, open to new understandings, students of A Course in Miracles, those involved in addictions recovery, and any seekers wanting to integrate the essence of the teachings of Jesus into their lives. All scripture quotations are from New Revised Standard Version, unless otherwise noted. Acknowledgements. I am grateful beyond words to everyone in my life, and throughout this book there are echoes of all those from which I have gained knowledge and wisdom. Deepest gratitude to the incomparable Jesus the Christ, whose teachings have changed history. My mom and dad, Kay and Jack Boylan, who, although they are no longer physically present, continue to love and stretch me. My mom's sister, Aunt Anne, Ashley, who showed me the meaning of unconditional love. The Zavarian brothers who nurtured, mentored, loved, and guided me through adolescence and adulthood. May your loving work continue to prosper. Very special brothers, Brother Stanley, Peter Russell, and Merrick, J. Merrick Pisano. Your love and guidance in my high school years was priceless. Brother Pacitus Evans, my novice master. Louis Dalton, Rich Angarola, David Freely, and Eddie Driscoll for putting me on the path. Mike McCarthy, Cornelius Hubbock, and Matthew Burke for love and support through big life changes. I would also like to honor some very special teachers, guides, and friends. Ram Dass, Richard Alpert, who I have only met twice in this physical world, but whose books and talks continue to touch me. Jackie Small, who has been mentor, friend, and guide through many years, and whose love, joy, and wisdom continue to inspire me. Dorney Thompson and Donna Airy, helpers and life guides. The people of 12-Step Fellowships all over the world, may you continue to heal hearts and save lives. The people in Churches of Unity, especially Unity of Louisville and Middletown, may your ever-continuing love and support, may you continue to blossom. Bob Cole for midwifing this project with love, support, editing, and inspiration, and Victoria Volker and Sheila Way Middleton for giving it life. To all my family and friends for love, support, and encouragement, and especially to Margot for everything. My dedication. Margot, my wife and spiritual partner on the path, and my best friend, you are the love of my life. My gratitude to you is infinite. Our granddaughters, Michaela, Paige, Megan, and Aoife, you are the joys of my life. My hopes and prayers for you are boundless. Author's note. This book is both interspersed with text and personal reflections. In order to keep the continuity, neither of those sections are labeled, although I feel that the reader and or listener will be able to determine, if need be, the difference between what I am referring to as the text of this fictionally discovered book called Christ in Training and my own personal reflections. Introduction. The other day I had this fantasy. I entered a musty old bookstore. It had one of those glass and wooden doors with a little bell on top that jingled as I went in. There was an ancient-looking man sitting behind the counter, reading, of course. Along with piles of books, there was an assortment of other things on the shelves. Seashells, old tin toys, cigar boxes, all kinds of dusty relics. I began to browse and came to a section on spiritual themes. A little book caught my attention. I pulled it down. It was called Christ in Training. I felt a rush of excitement. I had always been looking for the magic book that would change my life. Of course, I knew there was no such book, but in spite of my doubts, I said to myself, this is a treasure. Maybe this is it. The first paragraph began, if you are reading this, which you obviously are, your schooling has already begun. You have started to realize you are Christ in training. The next steps you take will lead you into a more conscious awareness of what being the Christ is all about. Of course, we have a very obvious role model in the person of Jesus, who became the Christ. He came to the full realization of who he is, the Son of God. He let us know that becoming the Christ was not restricted to him alone, but he suggested that greater works than this shall you do. The man called Jesus, with whom most of us are familiar, is often referred to as Jesus Christ. Christ is not his last name. Christ, or Christos in Greek, means the anointed one. There is the name, Jesus, and then there is the description, Christ, the Anointed One. Jesus became the Christ. He became so deeply involved in God, the Source, and the Father, that he became one with it. He became, as he said, one with the Father. He entered into a realm of awareness we sometimes refer to as Christ consciousness. This consciousness is the state of mind and being in which you completely recognize your oneness with God. There is no separation. Since there is no separation for you, there is no separation for anyone. Jesus not only taught that he is the way to this awareness, but also dedicated his life to showing how we could also obtain that awareness. Jesus dedicated himself to being a living example of the Christ consciousness. He dedicated himself to teach us how we also could be one with the Father. H.G. Wells is credited with this statement about Jesus. Either there was something insane about this man, or our hearts are still too small for his message. That thought forms the short definition of Christ training. Christ training is meant to open and widen our hearts, to make them big enough to contain the truth of who we really are. The table of contents showed some fascinating chapters in the book about things such as casting out demons, changing water into wine, healing sickness, making one meal to feed over 5,000 people. I had no idea what I would do with that information if I had it, but I wanted it anyway. I went to those dramatic chapters immediately. The pages were blank. There was nothing on them. Annoyed, I went back to the introduction of the book. In bold script, right below what I had already read, it stated, "Only the parts of this book which you are ready for will be available to you. Many of you are still caught in drama and glamour. You are probably reading this now because some chapters appeared as empty pages. You most likely turned to sections of this book such as Walking on Water or Raising the Dead. When you are ready, you can read them. For now, know that as exciting as those thoughts might be, they are electives in this course of Christ training. They are not necessary. And in some ways, they are not even very important. Let go of your drama and your need to impress. Move on to what is truly essential. You see, you think you know what you need to learn, but you do not even know who you are. The essence of being Christ in training is to fully discover the truth of who you are, God's child. The teaching is to know that truth so fully and so completely that you will always live out of that reality of being a divine child of God. Then you will be as Jesus on the mountain in what is sometimes referred to as the Transfiguration, where his face shined as the sun. To perceive yourself as a child of God is to go beyond all ego barriers. It is to go beyond the personal self. To truly love, you must be willing to let go of all that you think you are. You are encouraged to let go of all your little identities, such as banker, lawyer, teacher, and other professions. You are encouraged to even let go of the ones that are so precious to you, parent and grandparent, for instance, and even the ones that seem essential to your existence, such as your identification with your body and what kind of shape it is in, your senses, your intellect and how it works, your emotions and feelings, and all those stockpiles of memories, good and bad. These emotions and feelings remain as an important aspect of your life. But for Christ in training, you must remember, none of these are who you are. Why is training necessary at all, you might ask? Well, the most uncomplicated answer to that question is, you forgot who you are. Here is a simple view of how everyone forgets to some extent. The Christ in Training instructions that follow this explanation are how you can begin to remember.